being a compassionate person and having having to deal with addiction in my own life, in my own family, is a big deal. It opens your eyes to the need and the need for services. However, I think we're putting too much emphasis on those services being placed in the sheriff's department. I think we're placing too much emphasis on treating addiction while folks are incarcerated. It's been my position all along that we have a county hospital. We have a county hospital. And they do have a drug and addiction team. But I think they could do more. I mean, they are part of ASAP. They are part of the conversation, but I think they can do more. I would not ever expect our talented doctors and nurses at our hospital to police our streets. In the same way, I would not expect our deputies to treat addiction in the jail. I want them to be focused on what they're good at. And that is keeping our streets safe and our doctors and our nurses and our medical professionals treating the medical issues of our inmates, but not in the jail, not in our county jail. There are better ways to do both of those. I think it takes a shift in how we look at things. We do so well at collaborating in our community, but sometimes I think we do so well at collaborating that we feel we can take on anything when it may or may not be the right thing to do or even in our wheelhouse. So back to our doctors and nurses not policing the streets. I want them in our hospital. I want our EMTs and paramedics riding our ambulances, and I want our talented law enforcement officers that are out there in the front line every day, keeping our streets safe, and not having to deal with drug addiction treatment inside the jail. They have enough to worry about. Well, we have a lot of issues with the sheriff's department in the jail, and we don't need anything else to compound those.